And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. It is time for another one of my favorite programs, and a number of you really enjoy my visits with Pat McShay. I call him an investigative reporter extraordinaire because he's always digging, he's always looking for truth, and we are going to have another information overload. This is going to be volume number 26, where Pat and I are going to discuss a whole range of topics, and it's fast-paced, so get your Big Chief tablet and number two pencil sharp, because we're going to be going through a lot. Pat, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be back.
Now, Pat had a link on his Twitter page, and you can find Pat at Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at J_McShay, M-C-S-H-A-Y, J_McShay. And I want to start the show with this because it's a graphic that was on Twitter. It says, whom was correct? Journalists versus conspiracy theorists. The first item listed is Hunter's laptop. Journalists were wrong. Conspiracy theorists were right. The mRNA vaccine harm. I wonder who was right. The plandemic, lockdown, ivermectin efficacy, hydroxychloroquine efficacy, face mask useless, censorship, social media, Epstein sex island, elite pedophilia, biolabs in Ukraine, child trafficking, Russiagate, Steele dossier, Ukraine corruption. Every item in the column under conspiracy theorists has a green check. Every item under journalists has a red X. Pat, that pretty much explains controlled media, doesn't it? I mean, we're not getting the truth on anything from these so-called reporters. It's ridiculous.
No, we're not. And if you look at a bunch of those, they still haven't done anything about it. And, you know, look at Dr. Fauci. I think today is the last day that they can file charges against him. And if they let that expire, they won't be able to do anything about it. I think they're going to let it expire.
Trump said he was going to put Hillary in prison orange. That hadn't happened. I don't see anything happening with Fauci.
No, and the COVID vaccine is still being given to infants. And if people notice, in the last few weeks, Trump just named a new CDC director, and she's Jewish, and she's a vaccine Nazi. She wanted to have the mandates put on the COVID vaccine. She was all for locking people down. She was for the mask mandate. That's who Trump just put in charge of the CDC. So I'm just not happy with most of the people that he's picked for his administration at all.
You know, I wrote an article about all of the cabinet members and their pro-Zionist viewpoints, so I'm not shocked to find out that this, and I love that term, Pat, I'm going to use it, vaccine Nazi at the CDC. I read about her and the fact that she was pushing people, wanting to mandate that jab, All this great blah, blah, blah. Totally, in my eyes, totally in the pocket of Big Pharma. But yeah. I'm not shocked that he has appointed another pro-Zionist Jewish person, probably a dual citizen, to another position of power in his administration. It's kind of like what's going on in Iran. We've got a pro-Zionist in Hexit that is pretty much running the show as far as the bombing and stuff, and he's in lockstep with Bibi, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he is. And he's a Zionist. I call him Rapture Pete. And, you know, it's my feeling that you can't be a Christian and a Zionist. You know, these people that believe that they're a Christian Zionist, Jesus was the new covenant. So we don't believe that Israel has this right of return. The Catholics certainly don't believe it. There are 60 million Catholics that the Trump administration just said they are anti-Semitic. He just kicked Harry Prejean off of his religion committee because she said that they do not believe as Catholics in the Jews' right to return. So, yeah, I don't think you can be a Zionist. And also, they believe in the end times and Armageddon is right around the corner. And Pete Hegseth believes that he's fighting, this war for God and for the second coming and all that. And that stuff's just not biblical. That's, you know, the Schofield Bible. So they have to start looking at the Bible and what it says.
Right. This conflict in Iran, it was supposed to be over in a matter of weeks, but it seems that Trump is not able to end this, that they call it a war. I wouldn't call it a war because war to me means boots on the ground, and we're not going to do that unless Bibi has his way.
Well, Mark Levin called it a peace mission.
He would.
I'm serious. How Orwellian of him. Well, I saw a quote the other day. Bibi Netanyahu said, "I demand that Western governments do what is necessary to fight anti-Semitism and provide security for Jews worldwide. They would be well advised to heed our warnings. We demand from them now, or else they will face the consequences." Mm. Boy, that sounds like a threat, doesn't it?
Big time.
Well, people think the new prime minister that's coming down the pike is going to be any different. Naftali Bennett is one of the front runners, and he just said a couple weeks ago the U.S. could face another 9/11 style terror attack unless Americans understand why they must fight wars Israel demands. He said terrorists could even nuke the United States of America without Israel being an ally. That's what happens when you say the Middle East isn't your problem. That sounds like a threat too, doesn't it?
Wow.
You know, for people that don't know or don't get, this plan to attack 7 countries, including Iran, for regime change was written in 1996, 30 years ago, for Bibi Netanyahu, and it was written by American neocons that included Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and Bibi convinced George Bush, the dumber, to invade Iraq with false flag attack that 9/11 was the trigger. And Trump has criticized Bush mercilessly over the years for the Iraq invasion. And, you know, how long ago was it that Trump was saying every year that Obama would start a war with Iran? He said it in 2011, 2012, and in 2013, a couple times, he said, "Remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly and not skilled." Not skilled? Trump is sending over 2 Israeli agents in Jared Kushner and Stephen Witkoff, who have done nothing but go over there and blow up the negotiations. And I think they're answering to Bibi Netanyahu, not Trump.
I can't disagree. when you realize that their agenda is Israel first and make Israel great again, it makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah, media will not let him stop. And, you know, Trump is attacking longtime supporters for questioning this unnecessary and idiotic war, I call it. And I read yesterday that we've already spent $72 billion on this war. We spent trillions on the Iraq war, on taking down Assad in Syria. What are we spending now in Lebanon? And, you know, Trump's tough talk aside, what's happening in Iran is just an embarrassment internationally. And this standstill he's got going right now, his so-called ceasefire, is backfiring. You can't trust anything Trump says about Iran. Last week he told the media that the Iranians were running out of missiles and that most of their launch sites had been destroyed. But the same week, in an interview, David Pine, who works for Trump, he's Trump's deputy executive director of Task Force on National and Homeland Security, said Iran still has 70% of the missiles they started the war with, and that around 70% of their launch sites are still operational. And he actually said that Iran is a missile superpower with more ballistic missiles and hypersonic missiles and cruise missiles than the U.S. has right now, along with heavy combat drones, medium-sized drones, and lighter weight drones that they're still building every week. So they've been hitting Israel hard, which is another reason why Trump wants an off-ramp for this war. But Bibi, he doesn't care. I think they're ready for Armageddon. You know, they've made threats recently to China. They've threatened Russia. Did you see where former spy Jonathan Pollard is running for a seat in the Israeli parliament, the Knesset? And he has said in the past that he thinks Israel should send a nuclear bomb to the U.S. if they stop supporting them. That's who we're dealing with. We are dealing with a country of psychopaths.
Yeah, I saw an Illuminati bot on Twitter posted a video where Netanyahu basically says that we brought you into this world and we can take you out. I mean, the threats, may be veiled, but they are threats.
They're constant, too. I mean, if you go back and look at these quotes going all the way back to David Ben-Gurion, they have been threatening us and England and all the Western countries for decades. And how are they getting away with it? Because they own the media, something that they deny, and something that they want to make illegal for apparently non-Jews to say, because Jews say it all the time. I posted on Twitter just recently a front page article that the headline reads, Israel controls the media. So they admit that. They admit that they control the movie industry and the banking industry, but they want to make it illegal for American citizens to say it. This legislation has got to be stopped. If Trump stops our free speech for Israel, we are done.
Yeah, it's funny. That article you mentioned was in the Times of Israel. They pulled that article because even though they will admit among themselves, and you've said this before, the Jerusalem Post, the Times of Israel, they, when they're dealing with their readership in Israel, they're brutally honest. But they downplay it, and they don't want others to know how they really feel because they may pull support. And I'm glad you brought up that article because we've talked about it at Power of Prophecy for couple decades now, Pat. We know that in the 1900s, there was a concerted effort by pro-Zionist Jewish interests to buy up printed newspapers and magazines. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, they all fell under Jewish ownership so they could control the narrative. And then they bought out the publishing houses so that they could control the books that were published.
They own the publishing houses and they own the printing presses.
Yep.
So, it was just a few months ago that Bibi Netanyahu said at a press conference at the White House that they were pushing for more Israeli-friendly media, and he praised the Jewish influence on most platforms that are censoring criticism of Israel. And he said that they want more censorship on social media. He wants Elon Musk to start censoring criticism of Israeli atrocities. And then you got Larry Ellison, who's the richest Jew in the world. He's one of the richest men, top three in the world. His son David and he just bought TikTok. They just bought CBS. And they're in the process right now of merging with Warner Brothers and taking over CNN. You know, critics point out that this is a blatant antitrust violation, and they're calling for an investigation. But, you know, I just don't think that's ever going to happen. What do you think?
No, it's not. They can't, because they're controlled by the Jewish bankers that have all the money and all the power. And Ellison, the first thing he did was appoint a Jew in charge of CBS News. Very wise.
And oh, yeah.
Didn't they just do a puff piece, 60-minute interview with Bibi?
Yeah, just Sunday, and Bibi was still making threats and still lying through his teeth about, you know, what's going on in this war. And they asked him if Trump could shut it down now, if it'd be a good idea. And he said, oh, no, we still have to get in there and get that material. And, you know, we have to get in there. He's talking about putting boots on the ground. And he's already on record here saying that they will not put Israeli troops on the ground. So they want American troops to go in there and do this for them, even though 60% of people in recent Pew, Gallup, and Rasmussen polls have said that they do not support Israel. And 80% in another poll, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, 80% said they want this war to end. And then you've got Israel just approved boosting their propaganda to $730 million budget to propagandize the American public. So, and that's what's going on over at Turning Point USA, and why a lot of people believe that Israel had something to do with Charlie's murder, because Charlie was pulling away from Israel. He said he was tired of being bullied over his criticism of Israel. And he said that the Jewish donors were playing all the, you know, stereotypes, the typical stereotypes. And he said that they were pushing him to leave the pro-Israel cause. Not long after that, Charlie was murdered, turned down $150 million from Bibi Netanyahu to take TPUSA to the next level, whatever that meant, but I don't know what Bibi wanted in return, but Charlie turned him down, and turning him down was said to have infuriated Bibi Netanyahu so much so that he must have worried what people thought when Charlie was murdered, because he came right out before anybody made a statement about it. He came out before Trump made a statement to say that he didn't have anything to do with it. Why would he do that? President of France didn't come out and say anything about that, or the president of Germany didn't come out and say that. you know, I don't know. I think TPUSA is, they're back in bed with Israeli money. And Brad Parscale, the former Trump administration official, is now helping run Turning Point Communications. He's also running Salem Communications, which is controlled by Israel. It is partially owned by Don Trump Jr. and Lara Trump, and is also being guided by Andrew Colbert at Turning Point USA, along with Justin Sprite, the COO at TPUSA. I think that these two guys are handling Erica Kirk, and I don't believe she's running Turning Point. I think it's now a group that makes up guys like Johnny Moore, Paula White, who's also connected to Trump's religion committee that just kicked, I think she was instrumental in kicking Carrie Prejean off of that committee for being an anti-Semite. But Jewish donors that pulled money from Turning Point are now back in the fold. And Erica, she's out there doing all these different TPUSA events that no one wants to go to. Charlie's starting to get these huge crowds, and Erica can't pull a crowd, so they brought in the vice president, Vance, to a couple of them to try and help with the crowds, but they're not helping. And I just think that TPUSA has become what Charlie apparently died for. Because in just a short 8 months or so, they pivoted into an Israeli influence operation that Charlie refused to go along with. So I just don't believe that a gay kid from Utah did it. He may have been a patsy. He's a Mormon kid, and, you know, I think the Mormons are in that, they are connected very closely with Israel. So, yeah, I think Trump's tough talk on what's going on in Israel is pretty ridiculous. And I think that next we might see boots on the ground and a continued bombing campaign. I just don't see that ending well for us. And a lot of people are saying that we could be looking at a worldwide depression, a famine. So there's going to be a lot of problems in the future.
I agree. You know, well, let's go back to Larry Ellison buying TikTok. As soon as that sale was approved and Ellison was going to take over, BB comes to New York and he says that he's going to pay influencers $1 million if they will create pro-Israel propaganda for their programs, their influencer page.
They fired thousands. Yeah.
So that ties in with the control at CBS, the fluff interview with BB, where he's lobbing threats, and nothing is counterpointed. It's just, okay, well, these are threats. We need to take these seriously. We need to, well, like Ted Cruz, I'm going to bless Israel because the Bible says, I don't know where it's at in the book, but I know that it says that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. All of these things are snowballing, and if you have any doubt that Trump is make Israel great again, this should dispel. We had Huckabee meeting with that traitor that's running for the Knesset, and nothing was done. Why wasn't Huckabee recalled from Israel for meeting with this convicted traitor who fled to Israel and has been given carte blanche?
Trump should have fired him immediately.
Immediately. But Huckabee is Israel's ambassador for America. It's not the other way around.
Yeah, Huckabee to me is just an embarrassment. And his interview with Tucker Carlson was an embarrassment. And I can't believe Trump didn't pull him. But that tells you where Trump is. Trump right now, for whatever they have on him, it could be the Jewish bankers, pulling him out of bankruptcy. It could be a lot of the stuff I'm starting to see leaked about Trump in the Epstein files, but they completely control his every move right now. And there's a huge list of things that Trump promised that he hadn't done a thing about. And this entire first year and a half is all Israel all the time.
100%.
And I think people are getting sick of it.
I think so too. And that's why you see so many people responding negatively in Pew, Rasmussen, Gallup polls. The popularity, he's lost the MAGA base because, and I'm a patriot, Pat. I love this country, born and raised here. And anything that's good for America, I'm for. But,
you know, I picked up a bunch of followers recently, and almost every one of them obviously has seen my posts about Israel. And almost all of them are MAGA people or former MAGA people. So they are leaving in droves. Donald Trump keeps telling these people in the media that the polls are showing that he's doing great with Republicans, and that's just not true. He cites an older poll on CNN, and I think it was a joke poll to begin with, that said that he was 100% favorable to Republicans. He just pulled that poll out again about a week ago. So, no, he's very unpopular, except for who I call the Trump tards. You know, the Trump retards, man. Those are the only people, the completely clueless people that still support Trump. They're the only people that can, because he's abandoned MAGA.
100%. You know, where I was going was, I am for making America great. And he had me hook, line, and sinker with that line, knowing that this is a lame duck term, that he cannot run for president again. He had received a mandate from tens and tens and tens of millions of Americans that voted for him to make these changes he campaigned on. The first thing he did was start nominating pro-Zionist people for his cabinet. And that was a red flag to me. And that's why I wrote my article. And it has carried over every day since. His chief of staff used to work for Bibi Netanyahu, right? Susie Wiles?
Oh, yeah.
That's a red flag, Pat. So you've got Rubio, you've got Hegseth, you've got Huckabee, Pam Bondi was pro-Zionist. Kristi Noem was pro-Zionist, and I exposed every one of these people in my newsletter, and the fact that more people didn't catch on to the pro-Israel, pro-Zionist slant that was in his office, I hope that the veil comes off their eyes quickly, because we're going to hell in a handbasket with these people prompting Trump to do this, that, and the other.
Real quick on Larry Ellison. Ellison is the guy that vetted Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, but not for Trump, for Bibi Netanyahu.
Wow. You know, that harkens back to when McCain was running for president and they brought in the Alaska governor, and she had been vetted by Israel to be his running mate, because they already knew McCain was in their pocket, and they had to make sure his running mate would go along lockstep with the pro-Israel Zionist agenda. And Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes, buddy. We got to take a brief pause. My guest today is Pat McShay. We're discussing Information Overload, Volume 26. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. A greater miracle than the lost 10 tribes discovered, the dead 6 million uncovered. It posits the question, is the Jewish Holocaust a massive fraud. This excellently documented book exposes the Zionist outrageous mind control scheme to twist and distort historical truth for political and financial gain. The Holocaust dogma is proven to be a racket perpetrated by unscrupulous, ungodly power brokers. This subject is so hush-hush and forbidden that many countries in Europe and elsewhere will prosecute anybody who agrees out loud with the author's facts. 544 pages, and we're only asking $25. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $31 for a greater miracle. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for a greater miracle right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, your address, put in your charge card, select a shipping method, hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. I cannot recommend this book highly enough. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be here.
Now, I love going to your Twitter page. You reposted a meme, I guess, well, it was a fact page, from Dr. David E. Martin. He said, quote, "You cannot patent something that is naturally occurring. Therefore, the only legal patented virus is manufactured. If it is manufactured, then that becomes a violation of biological and chemical weapons treaties." And then he goes on to list viruses that have been patented. AIDS, H1N1, Ebola, swine flu, BSE, Zika, SARS, coronavirus. That's bioweaponry.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to wonder if this new bird flu and this new hantavirus, if they hadn't used gain-of-function technology to enhance those and make them contagious, because bird flu was not supposed to transfer from human to human easily at all, and the same with the hantavirus. But they're now saying that the hantavirus is contagious and the bird flu is contagious, and they've already come out with a vaccine for the bird flu, and they're working on a vaccine for the hantavirus. That means I think they've already got one, just like Moderna already had a COVID vaccine before the COVID outbreak. And something else people may not know, in the Epstein files, Bill Gates, who was behind one of the main people behind the COVID pandemic, he and Jeffrey Epstein were messaging back and forth about the upcoming pandemic that they had planned. And Jeffrey Epstein joked at how much money they would make on the new vaccine. This stuff is all planned. You've got the hantavirus now. They couldn't get the bird flu off the ground a few years ago, so they're going with this hantavirus. And the hantavirus, again, is not supposed to be passed from human to human. And apparently this new one, they're going to tell us it is. And I think that they're going to try to get a vaccine mandated. I think they're going to tell us we have to mask up. I think they're going to start making us stay at home again. So if that happens, and it could happen almost overnight, just like COVID did, people need to just keep on with their lives and ignore these mandates. Because if you start buckling to them, they'll have us right where they want us. And if you don't, there are a lot more of us than there are of them.
Now, Bill Gates has been on numerous talk shows claiming that there will be another pandemic, another scamdemic. He refused to say it right. But it's a scamdemic, a plandemic. And so you're right. The bird flu was big during, I think it was Obama's administration, and it fell flat. And now the hantavirus could be the next great big thing, and Moderna has got a bird flu vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's garbage. And they're going to come out with this hantavirus. Bill Gates, in my opinion, should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. What do you think?
Well, yeah, not only that, don't forget, or people that don't know, Anthony Fauci, shortly after Trump was elected, I think it was before he was even sworn in, Anthony Fauci predicted that Trump would have a pandemic during his presidency. Now, how would he know that unless he helped plan it? And we know that he did help plan it. We know that Bill Gates paid off doctors who were influential in various Western countries to go along with the pandemic. So this stuff is all planned. It's all planned years in advance. And they had this hantavirus planned as a event that they would do if they didn't kill us all with the COVID vax. So they're just going to keep this stuff up. Former FEMA official, who is a whistleblower now, she said that they would keep these pandemics coming until such time that they would start rolling out food shortages and blackouts in different regions in the country. Well, what could start a food shortage other than a blockade in one of the biggest areas of the world? These economists are saying that one thing that's not getting out to these third world countries are fertilizer, because their growing season is right now. And if they don't get their crops planted, there could be a famine in a number of countries. Millions of people could die. And if this war escalates, they could go after each other's desalination plants, which I'm shocked that Iran hasn't done yet. They could take out Israel's desalination plant, and they would have to line up with buckets to get their water like the Palestinians have to do. And then they will go after Iran's desalination plant, who will then attack the rest of the Gulf state desalination plant. So you're going to have millions of people, very possibly tens of millions, without food or water in the very short time. So these things are all very real possibilities that I don't think Bibi Netanyahu gives a good gosh darn for, and I don't think Trump cares either, so no one's even talking about these things. I'm glad we're talking about them.
Right. I read an article last week. The Strait of Hormuz, the farmers here in America are waiting for ships with fertilizer to get here. I didn't realize that we were so dependent on manufacturing in the Middle East for fertilizer. How did farmers grow crops back in the 1900s, 1800s, 1910s?
The reason we can't do that in a lot of things in this country is because they've intentionally taken away our ability to, by forcing us to buy it from another country. You know, they did it with the steel industry. Bill Clinton did it with the coal industry. You know, he closed down some of the biggest coal mines in the country, and Barack Obama kept them closed, and we're buying coal from China. It's not that we can't produce our own. They're putting Americans out to work, and we're paying more for it from China. I guarantee you we're paying more for the fertilizer than what we were producing here. Everything that they are taking away from us has hurt America.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have to be brought into to line, Pat.
We're, yeah, they're trying to destroy the American farmer and the American rancher. Yeah, you know, look what they're doing to the ranchers. So that's why they're trying to keep us from eating beef. The World Economic Forum, they just announced that, you know, people need to stop eating beef altogether. And they are taking steps to keep beef prices as high as they can. And, you know, if you remember the old movie about Charlton Heston.
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. They had taken the beef away from everybody, and all they had left was Soylent Green. The crops wouldn't grow anymore, and they found out at the end that Soylent Green was up.
Yeah, it was humans.
So, yeah. You know, we can laugh at that, but there are a lot of things I laughed at 20 years ago that we're not laughing at now.
No, they're coming true. It is. You know, I've said this a number of times. Hollywood doesn't put out a number of pictures just because they think it's going to make them a lot of money. I think a lot of it is a test run to see if Americans will accept this, how much they'll accept of that. You know, there was that TV show where a woman became president. Well, it was canceled because nobody wanted to watch it. So Hillary failed in 2016. We don't need to have another female president for a little while. Somehow, I don't know what the DNC was thinking when they threw Kamala out there to replace Biden, but it is a test bed. Hollywood is a test bed. Who controls Hollywood, Pat?
Yeah, just like the COVID. That was a test run to see how quickly Americans would jump at staying indoors and not going outside and not seeing their relatives and forcing your grandparents to get vaccinated before they could see the grandkids and wearing a mask 24/7. And they found out that a lot of us would. We went along with everything. Don't think that they haven't learned from that.
For sure. When they closed churches and the pastors acquiesced, that was the biggest sign they needed to see.
The biggest sign for Christians should have been when they kept the bars and strip joints open.
Right, and they closed the church.
They closed the church.
Yeah.
I mean, that should have told them right there that we got a problem.
Right. And there was a doctor and an attorney, Reiner Fuhlmich, I think is his name. He had put a panel together to expose this scamdemic and the dangers of this jab. They pretty much... They what did they do to him, Pat?
Well, they charged him with a crime, and I think it was like bank fraud or wire fraud and money laundering or something like that, wasn't it?
Something like that. He spent his last three birthdays in a prison in Germany.
He was a medical doctor, and he was an attorney who was licensed, not just in Germany, he was licensed in California.
Yep, they took his license.
This was not a dumb guy, and he came out against COVID, and all of a sudden, you know, he had all these legal problems, and I just think he was railroaded with the same thing that the fellow that they just brought back from Germany,
Paul Forson, yeah,
who was on the run because of, you know, his no autism link study that he was just extradited and brought back to the U.S. and he's facing 22 counts of wire fraud and money laundering for stealing $1 million in CDC grant money meant for autism research. So this goes back 20 years when Dr. Paul Thompson, a whistleblower, came out and said that the CDC, from the president of the CDC on down, ordered the scientists to cover up the MMR link to autism. And they're still covering it up today. If you post that on Twitter, you'll get 20 people saying, that's a lie, that was never proven. People just don't know because the CDC, they still won't admit it. It's wild.
Yeah, if you start to think all of the people behind that jab, from the FDA to the USDA to the CDC, and given the jab that emergency use authorization, which kept any kind of lawsuit against Big Pharma for coming up with this jab in warp speed, according to Trump.
Well, every therapeutic like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, benbendazole.
Those are dewormers. Those are dewormers,
yeah.
Pat. No, they're
yeah, just horse medicine. You know what people don't know, and I wrote about this 4 or 5 years ago. Ivermectin was the number one listed therapeutic for all of the SARS COVID viruses, and that was in the National Institute of Health document. So Anthony Fauci lied through his teeth by demonizing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. These people, parents, were mocked, they were censored, they were denied justice, and, you know, Paul Thorson wasn't the only one. You know, there was a whole group of people that should be in prison for what they did, because millions of people worldwide have died. I saw a recent article about 80 doctors in Canada that were forced to take the vaccine. And these are guys, are people from their 20s to their 60s. All died, 80 people dead after taking the COVID vaccine. And they were all forced to take it. So they killed millions. They horrible injuries, 1,200 side effects. And people might be interested to learn that the hantavirus is a side effect of the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we know that they can't trigger the hantavirus somehow? You know, maybe using their cell phones to trigger it.
Mm-hmm.
To use these various things they're putting in at the top of every light pole in America,
yep.
The 5G, the 6G. We just don't know.
No. You know, it's funny. When Trump got COVID, when he got the Rona, as I call it, and
yeah.
They treated him with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and I think zinc, that was part of the protocol. He came out and he said, this ivermectin is a miracle drug. And that's when everybody in controlled media started saying it was just a dewormer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already knew at that time that ivermectin was the number one, because I wrote 15 articles about the pandemic and the vaccine agenda. And I already had ordered ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, benbendazole, azithromycin. I had all that back in 2021. People, I had relatives and friends that, you know, I just said, I'm not going to take this. I think you're crazy if you do. And I had friends and relatives that took it. So I hope they're good today. I do know people that took it that are dead. And, good friend of my brother's who took it, got dementia very quickly, developed heart issues shortly after, and was dead pretty quickly after he took it. And this guy was a runner. He ran many marathons and long-distance runs and was very healthy. I've had a number of friends that got the vaccine that got brain tumors and other cancers. Had other friends that died that I suspect, got the vaccine, but, you know, I'm not sure they did. But, yes, these turbo cancers are being caused by the COVID vaccine, and I've posted articles and videos explaining how it is causing these cancers, and people need to look into that stuff.
For sure. You know, the reason, let's back up. Let's go to how many pharmaceutical commercials do you see during a news broadcast? I've reported on this before. At least 75% of every newsroom budget is off of big pharma advertising. Ivermectin was poo-pooed immediately when other doctors started claiming how good it was. But ivermectin's patent had expired, which meant that it could be manufactured under a generic formula, still be the same formula, and Big Pharma would not cash in. And that is why controlled media started labeling ivermectin a horse dewormer instead of holding it up and saying, wow, we don't need to take the jab. And Big Pharma got rich selling the jab to the government. And the government forked over hundreds of billions of dollars. Big Pharma was off the hook for any kind of lawsuits because it was EAU instead of an actual prescription. This all plays out perfectly. And then I saw a report today that there is a class action lawsuit against Colgate, the toothpaste manufacturer, because of...
Yeah, they're finding metals like lead, mercury, I think aluminum in their toothpaste. Can you believe it? I do believe it, but, you know, what would be the purpose for that? I tell people all the time that, you know, these food manufacturers are trying to kill them. And they're not putting these same things in what they sell in other countries. I just looked at a bottle of ketchup that showed the ingredients in England and America. And the one in America has 10 or 15 more ingredients than the one in England, because they aren't allowed to put them in products sold in England. So, yeah, they're definitely trying to kill it.
It is all about the Benjamins. It is Big Pharma,
yeah,
in cahoots with Big Corporation, in cahoots with Big Tech, in cahoots with Big Government, and they're all looking to get rich off of our backs and poisoning us to kill us, Pat.
Yeah, that's why everybody over 60 in this country is diabetic or pre-diabetic. They all have issues like, you know, numb feet and, you know, just the tingling, you know, that you get in your feet, and inflammation for people over 60, 65. Inflammation is the biggest thing to people over 60 or 65. And what causes this inflammation? It is all this processed food that is in everything. And look at all these things you see on TV, all these medications, over the counter, under the counter. They're all, almost all for inflammation.
The thing that gets me, Pat, is all of Big Pharma's ads, they have to disclose the side effects. Instant death.
Yeah, and half the commercial is the side effect.
Yeah, you could die. If you're allergic to this, then immediately contact your physician. Well, how do you know if you're allergic unless you take it?
That's when you stop breathing.
Right?
Get a hold of somebody quick.
Goodness. The side effects would prevent me from even wanting to try some of these meds that they're throwing. But so the side effect causes swelling. Okay, well, I'm going to prescribe CoQ10. That will help with this. Well, I also have this. Well, I'm going to prescribe this. So they claimed it was better living through pharmaceuticals, but we're slowly killing ourselves with all these drugs.
Yeah, we sure are. And what is it? The average person over 65 is taking like 8 or 10 medications. I mean, They don't want to cure us of anything. They want to make sure we're around to keep coming to see them, and so they can keep writing prescriptions and doing these procedures that we shouldn't need. So paying $5 a gallon in gas to get to the doctor. So, you know, you got to wonder where is a gallon of gas going to be in 3 more months? $8? $7?
That's something that bothers me, Pat, because we don't get the bulk of our oil from the Middle East. You know, Trump has proudly stated that we can be energy independent. We're drilling our own oil. Why is the cost of oil costing us so much? Okay, I understand Brent crude from the Middle East is $120 a barrel, but it shouldn't affect us if we're not buying that oil.
Well, doesn't all the oil go into a pool if you're part of OPEC? I know that if we kept it here and we had refineries, you know, we don't have as many refineries as we need to even do that.
Amen.
So we'd have to build another refinery or two. And those take a long time to build. We could do it, but will the globalists allow it?
No.
You know, I don't think they would. So, of course, we could have $2 gas. If people don't know this, back 10 or 15 years ago, before Muammar Gaddafi of Libya was murdered by the Obama administration, he gave his people, gas was 10 cents a gallon because they had a lot of oil and they had refineries. And subsidized their heating oil, their natural gas. He subsidized their gasoline for their cars. So it can be done, but that's probably why they killed him. Remember, he was going to start an oil bourse.
Yep.
And he wasn't going to take U.S. dollars for his oil. So that's why they killed Gaddafi. But they had to tell us that he was killing his own people and he was a terrorist. So that was all nonsense. And that's, you know, they've run that same narrative with Assad in Syria and in Iraq and now in Iran. They're mistreating their people. You know, they're lying about the 45,000 people murdered by the Iranians. You know, I've read it as more like 3,500.
Yeah.
And they brought in violent protesters. There were CIA operatives and Mossad operatives that were directing these outside influences. They were killing Iranian policemen. So, yeah, there were riots. These weren't peaceful protests. These were violent rioters with guns. So yeah, there was a lot of killing, but these weren't just people that wanted freedom. You know, these narratives that Israel has spun are ridiculous, but Trump's buying them, or that or he's being blackmailed.
Manipulated.
So,
yeah.
Either way, we're going to be the victims of that outcome.
As always, Pat. Well, we have flown through an hour, and buddy, I want to thank you for spending it with us. I thank you so much for coming on and being a guest of Power Prophecy.
Oh, it's been great. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, that's going to take care of this week's program. My guest has been Pat McShay. We want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.